don't hear anything now. We will go ahead and get started this evening, remembering Sister Donna Faye and her family in her prayers. Now we have Brother Charlie's service will be on Tuesday at 10 o'clock at Lewis, so remember that in your prayers for each one there. Remember Ned in your prayers. She's been fighting migraine. Also, one I failed to mention was Brother Don Denson this morning. His leg was bothering him, so remember him in your prayers as well. So lift him up. And we have an unspoken prayer request, and just ask you remember that. All right. Any others this evening? Just trying to remember. Remember Sister Mary in your prayers, lifting her up. Brother Jerry and Sister Joanne. Brother Jerry's got some. He's got his treatments. So remember that. Anybody else? All right, stand with us. We'll go to the Lord in prayer. We'll get right into the service this evening. Father, we thank you, Lord, for so very much for everything you do for us, dear God. We thank you, dear Lord, for the opportunity we have to be in your house and for those able to be with us tonight, those who may be coming in. Father, we just pray, Lord, that your will would be accomplished in our hearts and our souls this evening as we go through this time. Asking you, Father, that you just anoint and touch. Dear God, we pray, Father, be with those, Lord, tonight unable to be with us. Father, we pray, Lord, just convict the hearts of those who choose not to come, dear God. Father, we pray for those, Lord, tonight who have a desire to be in your house but are unable to. And so, Lord, we just ask you tonight, help us, Father, to do your will. Help us to praise your name, to worship you and honor you. And we'll give you glory, honor, and praise in Christ's holy name. Indeed, amen. Amen. You may be seated this evening. Get your microphone, hold it in.
Go ahead and grab your blue book and turn to page 256.
You're fading in now.
Oh, okay. Go ahead and turn to page 52. Page
Thank you.
page 152. Page 152. Specials this evening.
Thank you.
Who's next?
I walk on the other side.
fundamental.
Promises I could not keep. I said some things I didn't mean, and with good intentions I've given my word, and when it fell through, it caused much hurt. But I met a Savior who said, trust in me. He's always there when I call him.
Anybody else?
Y'all been holding out on us, preacher.
You know, we all I guess we all have things that sometimes we wonder about. But I can honestly tell you that the one thing I never wonder about is that God loves me. That's my driving force. You know how easy it'd be to just give up? Just stop? Go the way everybody else is wanting to go and do the things everybody else is wanting to do? But I realized this, that Christ went against the flow. In the end, He killed them. They killed Him because they couldn't believe what He said. They couldn't accept who He was. And they also feared what He did. Everything He did because of His love for us. And that was the simplicity of Christ. The complexity of Christ is that He's God in the flesh. He's the third part, or the second part of the Trinity, which is all still one. And to this day, I'll say this, that I've never been able to explain that in such a way that people would say, oh, I get it now. Most of the time they say, I don't get it. You don't have to get it, you just have to have it. If we'll do that, we'll be the better off. I wrote a couple of things here a while back. And I'm just going to give you one little thought tonight, and we'll not hold you long. Probably won't hold you but a few minutes. I started to write down four rules. Four rules to Christian living. And I wrote down one, and then I wrote down that thought about that one, and I thought about it this way because Brother Mike was he started this out, and he said that he's going to give us four principles, and he didn't give us four, he gave us a few things, but then the first one, this is what I wrote down, and this is what stayed with me. When I say I wrote it down, it's not my thought, his thought. But this is the first rule, the only rule, and everything follows added after this. The Bible is always right. And you think about that. We preached this morning that Jesus is our salvation. Where'd we get that? The Bible. We preached that Jesus Christ came, lived among us perfectly, without sin. Lived the fulfillment of the prophecy that God would have Him to do, the life that He had to live, and that He was crucified, buried, and He rose again. He ascended to the Father. He sits at the right hand of God, interceding for you and I. Where did we get that? The Bible. He says, whosoever shall come to Me, I will in no wise cast out. Where do we get that? The Bible. There's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. The Bible. He talks about the blessings that we receive due to our obedience to Him, not because we're obeying to be saved, but rather because we are saved, we obey. We get that through the Bible. The curses that we believe that are going to come upon the folks who do not follow after God, we get that again through the Bible. How do I get my strength? It's through the Bible. This afternoon, talking to Sister Donna Arnold, and she was talking about how that sometimes she is at the house and she starts to feel all alone or troubled. She says she goes and she gets her Bible and she starts reading it. And then she'll start going through the house singing songs. And She's got a little dog, and the little dog looks at her like, what's going on? And here's the deal. She knows that comfort comes through God, through the Spirit, through the Word of God. And all that we know because of the Bible. Just to tell you, tonight, so many little things that I guess I would love to say, you know what, here it is. Here's the long, the short, the drawn of everything. But it's all coming through the Bible. And I don't know if I can find the spot right off the top of my head. In the book of Isaiah, He tells us that He formed us. In our mother's womb, He knew us. In Isaiah chapter 44, verse 1, yet now hear, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen, thus saith the Lord that made thee. You can stop right there again. Who created me? Who created you? The Bible says that God did. No errors in God's work, is there? When He looked out across creation in 6 days after God made everything, He said, it is good. And when it's good to God, it's good. When it's bad to God, it's bad. You think about that. But He said, I made thee and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not. Now think this morning or this evening, that God made us. God formed us. God chose us. God knew us from the beginning. If you go back into the 43rd chapter, He says it a different way, but He says it the same in chapter 43, verse 1. But now thou sayest the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and He that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, and thou art mine. Man, I'll tell you something tonight. I'm glad to know that I'm His. I know that because this Bible is always right. And I say that because it's my KJV Bible. It's the King James Bible. It's the right Bible. I tell you, I know people get tired, but it's the only Bible there is. Everything else is a book. This is the Bible. This is God's holy Word. This is God's inspired Word. This is God's infallible Word. And when you look at it, you see it, because as you're reading it, you just know it. And people say, well, I don't understand. And then I just say this, if you don't understand it, it's because one of two things, either you're lost or you're still learning. You can't understand everything. A child is not born and walk and talk all in the same day. It takes time and process to go over these things. And the same for you and I. We're not going to know everything in one day. But as we go throughout the time, we understand that this Bible is right. This Bible is true. He said, I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Then He makes this promise. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Remember that He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother? How many times have you felt abandoned when you've gone through something hard and your family was supposed to be there and your family wasn't there? Your friends were going to be there, but your friends wasn't there. But God was there. Right there the whole time. When thou goest through the waters, I will be with thee. When thou passest through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. Think about it. You go back over into the book. I want to say 2 Corinthians chapter 10. It may be 1 Corinthians. First Corinthians chapter 10. There's no temptation taking you but such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. When thou passest through the river, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt as for thy ransom and Ethiopians for thee. And I won't go into the rest of it. But I want to tell you something tonight. Hang your hat on the fact that this Bible is always right. And you'll never go wrong. You ever thought about that? Sometimes I say this. People just don't understand what I'm saying. They don't understand what I'm thinking. And I say it not because they're not as smart as me or they don't know what I know or anything like that. But you know, sometimes we just don't understand. But God always does. That's the promise that we have from God, that God always does. He knows us better than we know ourselves because He formed us, He created us, He made us. He was there with us in the beginning. He'll be there with us in the end. The question is, are we going to be with Him? That's the biggest question there is. Go ahead and stand with us tonight. As I said, not complicated, not long, but a good question to have answered. Where's God in your life? Because God wants to be there. Father, tonight we thank You, Lord. We love You, Father. Lord, there's no greater gift that we could have today, the gift of salvation as we talked about this morning. No greater understanding could we have than that understanding we have today, dear God, that You are there. Lord, You love us. It's a song just a while ago, sometimes we question how. We question why. But it's because we're Yours. We just need to acknowledge that. We need to follow You in Your Word. Dear God, we don't have to hold You to Your promises. You'll hold Your promises for us. Lord, tonight, Father, I pray, just lead us, direct us, guide us, strengthen us, and help us, Lord, we pray, to be that which Thou would have us to be and do that which Thou would have us to do. Father, that You'll be magnified and glorified in and of our lives. We thank You, Father, we praise You, Father, in the blessed name of Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And amen. Anything.